Leadership skill 4, creating and maintaining frequency of interaction. Maintaining interaction with your team builds trust, preferably actual contact one-on-one, either in person or by phone. Without it, people wander off. They forget what all the work is for. They lose track of the mission. We're human, and we need human contact. This is especially true for families. That's why many families have a ritual Sunday night dinner. It's one time when everyone in the family can touch base. My father always insists that our family have a reunion every year. And every year, I fight it. But you know what? It works. We all enjoy it, and it helps us all remain close. Leadership skill 5, the ability to see and communicate the brightness and possibilities of the future. No, I'm not talking about being a psychic. I'm talking about being able to see the big picture, knowing what the win will be for your team and the individuals who are a part of it. What is the overall goal? People need to know what their incentive is for working hard and giving their all. Every team ought to have long-term and short-term goals. Achieving both on a regular basis gives everyone an opportunity to celebrate wins often. Every great leader knows that people have the potential to become their best under pressure and adversity. But getting through it sometimes feels impossible. What is that light at the end of the tunnel that will get the team to push through? Answering that question is the challenge of a leader. The great leaders in history had this ability. Martin Luther King Jr. did this better than most. His dream or vision of the future still compels people around the world today. Leadership skill 6, the ability to sell. One thing you will also notice is that every great leader in business, politics, or sports can sell. Sales is not just selling to customers. It's compelling vendors, lenders, investors, staff, and regulators to support your team. Leaders also have to sell their team's work or efforts to other teams. You become the spokesperson for the team. Typically, those who sell the best end up running the organization. The most important form of leadership in sales is selling others on themselves, giving them more confidence, power, and spirit. Leadership checklist. Work on your ability to 1. Spot and leverage the strengths of others. 2. Teach others how to succeed. 3. Use mistakes to strengthen and grow the team. 4. Use frequency of interaction to build relationship, consistency, and most of all, trust. 5. Promote a realistic but bright future to the team. And 6. Sell. Everyone can be a leader. I assert that everyone can lead and that everyone leads at some time or another in life. Not everyone can lead a multinational corporation and not everyone can lead a family of 5. But in our respective worlds, we all have the opportunity to lead. There have been hundreds of books written on leadership. There are level 5 leaders, servant leaders, charismatic leaders, and so forth. Some push from behind, pull from the front, inspire from the middle. I could go on. I subscribe to what I call the roulette wheel of leadership. Sooner or later, the ball drops on your number and you have the chance to offer direction, support, education, or advice. It's whether you have the courage in that moment to step up and lead that matters. You may not follow any popular descriptions of what a leader is, but you lead nonetheless. Team leadership drill. 1, listen to great speeches of great leaders. Listen to their words, strategies, and motivations. Model the strategies that will work for you. 2, practice the debrief model at all opportunities. Teach it to others. Make note of the shift in accountability. Number 3, find simple ways to acknowledge wins without great fanfare, but with good energy. Number 4, call at least 2 timeouts this week and check in with the team.